Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. Happy Friday. I hope that you are blessed this morning and that you are well and in perfect health and spirit. This morning I'm going to be reading from Psalm 23. The Lord is my shepherd, to feed, guide, and shield me. I shall not lack. He makes me lie down in fresh, tender, green pastures. He leads me beside the still and restful waters. He refreshes and restores my life, myself. He leads me in the path of righteousness, uprightness, and right standing with him, not for my earning it, but for his name's sake. Yes, though I walk through the deep, sunless valley of the shadow of death, I will fear or dread no evil. For you are with me, your rod to protect me, and your staff to guide, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My brimming cup runs over. Surely our only goodness, mercy, and unfailing love shall follow me all the days of my life, and through the length of my days the house of the Lord and his presence shall be my dwelling place. Beautiful message that was created to give us a sense of peace, a sense of calmness. So many of us know this by heart. We quote it. We share it with others. We go through it and we may say it in the midst of someone who may do us something crazy, and we'll say, you know, he prepares a table before our enemies, right, for us. I really today that you would take this scripture and apply it to your life. It is truly a message of calmness, a message of protection, a message of peace, a message of love, a message to show us that God is for us and he wants to see us shine. He wants to put us on the platform. He doesn't want us to hide. He wants to show the devil that he has us. He wants us to know that we shouldn't be in want. He wants us to know that we can rest. He wants us to know that we can be still. He wants our soul to be constantly restored. He wants us to walk in righteousness. He wants us to not fear in the middle of the darkness. He wants us to know that he is our comforter. He wants us to know that there's a table always, that the enemy does not stand a chance. He wants us to know that we are anointed. He wants to know that our cup overflows. He wants to know that his goodness and his mercy is ours, minute by minute, moment by moment. He wants us to dwell with him in his house, all for his name's sake, to give him glory. Go back and read that, and read it with purpose. Read it with truth. Read it with belief, and know that he got you. Father God, we thank you for your word. We thank you, Lord God, for blessing us, Lord God, this morning and waking us up, Lord God, to a new song. I thank you for the scripture this morning that you've given to me just 5 minutes ago. I thank you, and I pray that this will be our message throughout the day, throughout the weekend, to carry us and let it be our prayer so that we may stand on that. We know that our prayers don't always have to tell you, or they really don't have to give you an instruction on how to accomplish it, but allow us to embrace and know that you will bring us what we need, because your word says it, that you will fill us up and that our cups will overflow, that you will strengthen us in our weakness, Lord God, that we are helpless without you and you are our rescue. Thank you, Lord God, for giving us this word and knowing that we are strong as King David and that we are strengthened in your word, and we can stand and go out and be all that you call us to be. Thank you, Lord God, for that. Protect us, heal us, Lord God, Oh God, I pray for families that are mourning this morning, families that are on the side of the sick bed praying for their loved ones, families that are seeking financial increase, families that are seeking for their wayward child to come home, their rebellious child to, for hearts to soften, their spouses and their mates to change their hearts. Peace, Lord God. You have so many praying for so many things. But your word says that you will lead us in the path of righteousness for your name's sake. That though we may walk through the valley of the shadow of the death, we will fear no evil. For you are with us. Your rod and your staff, they comfort us. Remind us of that today, Lord God. You prepare a table before us in the presence of our enemies. Remind us of that today, Lord God. You anoint our heads with oil. Remind us of the anointing that we carry with us, that's on our heads, but displayed for all of us to see. There's no way one can walk this earth without oil. If they would put oil on their heads, that it would not be noticed. So I know that you have anointed us for others to see it. Our gifts, our blessings are not for the just put on the table, but for us to walk in them and embrace them. And I thank you, Lord God, this morning for that. I thank you for your love. I thank you for your mercy and your goodness. I thank you for who you are. And Lord God, we will do it all for your name's sake, because it is in Jesus' name we pray and give you all the glory and all the honor. Amen. Have a beautiful day. God bless you. Be great. Have an amazing weekend. Let your light shine. Be blessed, be blessed, be blessed. And remember to carry this word with truth and purpose. Have an amazing day. God bless you.